Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the TLC. I am your host, Akansha.
And I am Madison.
And we are here, back.
Back. No ambulances this time,
yeah,
everyone.
Hopefully.
So, it's a quiet day in the neighborhood. But yeah, it's cloudy, rainy. I feel like every time we record, it's cloudy and rainy.
Yeah, which is a good thing, because I'd rather be more, like, indoors, just vibing and chilling.
I always say this. I love it when it rains and I have to stay inside because it makes me feel better. And like when it's beautiful and sunny and I'm like stuck inside.
That's true. But I hate the rain, so. I just can't. It's just like thunderstorms are not my thing. I'm afraid of thunderstorms.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel that. Well, you know what? Actually, I was listening back to our Q&A episode, and it's really funny. We were talking about, like, I don't know how we got into it. We were talking about fears, and you were like, I have a fear of the fan falling on me while I sleep. And I was like, that is such a weird fear. But, like, it's so, like, not that I have that fear, but, like, I feel like we all have, like, really, like,
weird fears. Yeah. Speaking of really weird fear, you're gonna laugh because I already told you this.
Oh, yeah.
But earlier this week, there was a mosquito in my apartment. Don't know how, don't know where it came from, which is fine. I really don't care about mosquitoes, but this mosquito was vicious. I'm pretty sure it was a vampire mosquito.
It definitely, like, it's targeting you.
It, like, could smell me. Like, it knew where I was. Like, if I was in the kitchen, it, like, attacked me in the kitchen. If I was in the bathroom, it attacked me in the bathroom. And I don't know why. And
it, what, was it, like, flying around you or was it biting you?
Okay, so the first time it bit me and my arm. And then, and it was bad. And then I was like, okay, let me go take a shower. Bad idea, because while I was in the shower, of course, it attacked me, fully exposed. Because I was like, okay, if I'm in the shower, maybe I can, like, attack it with water and drown it. That was my concept, because, like, that I've done that. Like, I've literally, yeah, like, attacked, like, bugs in the shower, and I feel great. But, yeah, that did not happen, and it actually got the best of me, and,
did you finally kill it?
Oh, I don't
know.
Or
did it just disappear?
It just disappeared.
Maybe, yeah, maybe it moved on.
I literally looked up, like, apparently it can smell your carbon dioxide emission or whatever it is when you breathe out, and so I put on a mask while I was in my apartment, and it helped.
I'm dead. Oh, my God. No, my, like, my mom always has said, like, because, like, mosquitoes don't, like, bite me and my dad, but they love my mom.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I must have sweet blood. Like, I'm sweet, so they like me. And, like...
Yeah, no,
like,
I agree.
I literally, I mean, like, I totally, like, understand the whole, like...
But you know what's really funny?
Mm-hmm.
I just... Okay, so I have a pretty, like, open, like, where I live. It's, like, a back in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Very outdoorsy backyard kind mm-hmm. of vibe. And we do get mosquitoes there. And for some reason, the last couple years, like, I would not get bit. They would, like, fly by me, but I would not really get bit by the mosquitoes, which was really interesting because I'm like, I usually used to get bit all the time. Back here, like, literally, I remember orientation. I got bit by a mosquito in the classroom, and it literally, I still have a mark. Like, New York mosquitoes are vicious. I don't know what it is.
It's just New York in general, I think.
I think New York bugs are radioactive.
Probably.
They're probably going to make me Spider Woman or Mosquito Woman. I don't even know.
Oh my gosh. You are going to become Mosquito Woman. DC Comics. Don't steal our idea.
Literally. So, yes, I understand. It's a very irrational fear.
So, yes, yeah, so your irrational fears are ceiling fans and mosquitoes.
And ants.
Oh my god, she has the biggest fear of ants. Like, I get a cockroach. I have a fear of cockroaches. Like, oh my god, I literally freeze. I start screaming. I'm yelling. I'm crying when I see a cockroach. And, but her, a little tiny ant, she's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it.
I can't. Okay. So, Let me just tell you, though, where it comes from.
Okay.
I was in first grade, and we went to India.
Okay.
And so I'm, like, 6 or 7 years old, and we're in, and like, we went out to dinner somewhere. I don't even remember. But anyways, I come out of the car, and apparently when I stepped outside of the car, I stood in an anthill.
Ooh.
And I think there were maybe, I don't know, all ants in India are vicious, too. So that's another thing. But they basically tried eating me alive. And since then...
That's, I mean, that's pretty traumatizing.
All ants bite me. Everyone will disagree that ants don't bite. But even here in America, ants bite me. They like, no, oh, they attacked my brothers and sisters in India. So I have to kill this person. And so ants hate me. And I hate them.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think traumatizing experiences also stem fears. Like,
yeah.
They like help manifest them.
Oh, totally. So...
Well, we asked everyone, okay, what is everyone's... Well, we asked them, do you have any fear? And everyone said yes, they have fears, which I'm thankful for because, come on, if you said you have a fear, then you're an alien and you don't live in the United States or America or the world.
I don't know, maybe you're like a superhero bitten by these radioactive bugs.
Probably. So let's first start off, what is fear?
Okay, so... The basic definition of fear is an unpleasant feeling triggered by the perception of danger, real or imagined. I actually looked up some other things and things you may not know about fear from Northwestern Medical. Shout out, they're in Chicago. fear is physical. So fear actually triggers a physical reaction in your body, which basically makes like everything, your blood pulse, your... Like, breathing increase, like, everything just starts, like, going crazy. And blood actually flows away from your heart and towards your limbs so that you can react. So, basically, like, when you are in fear and you get that trigger response of, like, punching someone, that's, like, your, like, fight or flight system.
Yeah.
Reacting.
Adrenaline, yeah.
Yeah, so fear is physical.
Okay.
Fear can become pleasure. So, all those people that...
50 Shades of Grey.
All those people that love roller coasters, haunted houses, scary movies, aka psycho people,
aka me.
Your body actually, like, it triggers, like, an excitation transfer response, which then makes you just, like, feel happy, like, about the end of the fear. Like, afterwards, you just feel like you're on a high because, like, you're enjoying this adrenaline response. So,
interesting.
So fear can actually become pleasure, which is kind of interesting. Fear can actually help alleviate your anxiety, which I thought was interesting because, well, basically fear can make you want more, like it's like the pleasure aspect. So when you're watching scary movies that basically help, like that confront things, it allows yourself to confront things in the past, which basically gives you a sort of comfort and peace. So, like, say in a scary movie, someone, you have a fear of heights, and someone jumps off a building, you kind of, like, see that they comfort, like, they conquered that fear of height, and it, like, gives you this sense of, like, oh, this person did it, I can too.
I'm not about to jump off a building.
No,
but
yeah.
No, I get your point, but... Okay, I literally think fears, can cause anxiety. Like,
oh yeah.
I 100% believe this to be true because, like, whether it's, like, a cockroach or, like, the fear of walking alone at night, like, that causes me anxiety. And I used to have a really high anxiety of, like, going to places, like, alone, which is weird because... living alone helped me get over that.
Yeah.
So it kind of, I mean, okay.
You get what
it's... Maybe I'm like, okay, it makes sense, but like, I don't know.
Putting yourself in that situation, like, basically conquer your fears.
Like, it's so weird. I used to, like, get so nervous about going to, like, workout classes alone or, like, walking.
Yeah.
Even to, like, the grocery store alone. Like, weird things. Like, I just didn't want to do it alone. But being in New York where literally everyone's alone and you're doing it by yourself really helped me get over that.
Exactly. So that is a way where fear can actually alleviate your anxiety about things.
Interesting.
Okay, yeah. You learn something new every day. And lastly, fear and phobia are not the same thing. Fear can lead to phobia. So okay. That's, like, how it works. But basically, phobia is basically means, like, you have an extreme reaction. So basically, I have a phobia of ants. I might develop a phobia of mosquitoes. But it's just, like, something that happens that you're fearful of can your body just all of a sudden starts to react even crazier and extreme, and you develop a phobia.
Interessante.
Yeah.
Well, I have a phobia of cockroaches, which is so weird. I, like, you know, people, like, have, I know everyone has a fear of, like, clowns or, like, you know, or phobia.
Yeah.
I literally think my only phobia is cockroaches.
I have a lot of phobias. Well, fears. I think I have a lot more fears. My main phobia is ants. So I feel like everyone has at least one phobia or two, but you can be fearful of a lot of things. So, like, for example, you can fear heights,
yeah.
But that won't stop you from going to the top of the Eiffel Tower.
That is true.
But if you're, like, you have a phobia of heights, then you will not even get on the elevator.
I think, like, getting older, I've gained more fears. Does that make sense? Like, which is so weird. Because when you're little, you're, like, invincible. And you think you can, like, conquer the world. But, like, as I've gotten older, I definitely have developed a lot more, like, irrational fears. Of, like, things that are just, like, what? Like, you know what I mean?
I agree. I feel like, in a way, I feel like my fears have changed. Like, they've evolved. Like, I think before, I used to, like, be deathly afraid of dogs. Like, I would cross the street, go to the opposite side. Like, I could not be on the same side. But now I feel like because of New York, having every single person here has a dog, it's like it's hard to avoid them. So I've learned to just kind of accept it and just if I ignore them, they'll ignore me. And that's how I live my life now. So I'm still fearful of dogs, but I'm not at the point where I run across to the other side of the street.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what do you think fear is?
I think fear is like basically like something that my body just tells me this is not all right. So actually, like, speaking of, it could be like a physical object. Mm-hmm. It could be a bug, a thing, a person. But then I also feel like there's, like, the idea, like you said, like, the fear of being alone or the fear of failing an exam or, you know, like, these are all fears, too.
Yeah. I actually Googled the definition of an irrational fear, and a phobia is actually an irrational fear.
Oh. Which makes sense.
So, yeah. So, it's, like, something that is unlikely to cause harm. So, like, people can have a phobia of water, hydrophobia.
Yeah.
Water's not going to cause you harm.
Right.
But it's an irrational fear.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it stems from the Greek word phobos, which means fear or horror. So, kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like,
it's so funny because there's so many phobias. Like,
there's so many phobias. I saw, like, an interview with Kendall Jenner and, like, Jimmy Kimmel, and she was, like, saying, like, she was, like, listing off all of her phobias, and, like, some of them are, like, insane. Like, I was, like, I've never even heard of half of these.
I know.
It's, like, the fear of stepping out of a car or something insane. I was, wow. Which, she's very open about her anxiety and her fears, which is a good thing. But, so, we asked... we asked y'all, what is your biggest fear? And people said, failure, spiders, confronting my parents, internal fears, disappointing people, failure, external fears, heights, falling, sharks, being alone forever, trapped in a windowless, doorless room that is pitch black.
Oh. That actually does sound scary.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to be in there.
I also feel like when you hear other people's fears, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm afraid of that, too. You know? Like, you're afraid of cockroaches, and I am, too.
I think I'm afraid of disappointing people. And this is also something I think, like with what do fears stem from, I think they stem from, like, a lot of things. But, like, I think, really, fear also is, like, saying no to people.
Oh, yeah. Or
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no one wants to say no or being told no.
Yeah.
Like, and I think I've really gotten over this, but I still in the same way, like, me and you, we're scared to check our grades.
Yeah.
Because we're scared of failure or we're scared of mm-hmm. being, like, disappointed in ourselves.
Yeah.
And, like, I will, throughout my life, like, I'll do certain things, like, with applying to colleges, like, I got into every college I applied to, but, like, I was scared to apply to certain ones because I didn't want to be told no.
Yeah, because you were just afraid.
Yeah, so, like, I would do things so I wouldn't be told no. I'd rather be, you know?
Yeah, like, you always take the easy route.
I took the easy way out, yeah. So that
you could guarantee yourself, mm-hmm. like, you're going to be successful or whatever.
Which is, like a fear of rejection. Like, you don't want to be, yeah. So, like, but it's important, like, it really is important to, like, step out of your comfort zone and grow from these, like, if you don't take the steps, and I think also with, like, this podcast that we're doing, we're really taking, like, giant steps.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And, like, even if we're told no or whatever, like, mm-hmm. we're still going to keep trying.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you can exceed. If you don't keep going, you're never going to get past these bumps in the road.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like the podcast has, like, actually, even just in the number of, I don't even know how many weeks I've been doing this, but whatever, 11, 12 weeks probably, mm-hmm. I can see in myself, like, I just feel more confident.
Same.
And I, like, feel more, like, okay, yeah, like, people are listening to our conversations, and, like, that's fine. Like, I don't care. I don't feel like someone's gonna judge me, like, that initially, I was so nervous mm-hmm. for people to judge, like, even our friends, like, even though they would not, like, especially the, like, we have so many friends that, like, are cheerleaders. So,
yeah, and positive.
Like, love them.
Love them.
So, like, but even then, at one point, I was like, oh, well, I don't know how they're gonna think, like, are they gonna be like, oh, like, you got into New York, and now you think you're this cool person, but it's like, I'm just trying to find
I don't know. Not to, like, but I don't know if anyone can hear that.
It's creepy.
That sound actually is one of my fears. It's like the ice cream truck sound, but it's like the creepy, like, I don't know if you're clowns, but the creepy clown sound. Like the Jack in the Box sound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, horror movies, like, whenever I hear that, I'm like, oh my god, there's gonna be a demon coming out from under the bed. Like, that is actually one of my fears, which is so weird that just, like,
I can't believe that, because that's the first time I've ever heard that noise here.
It's so freaking freaky.
That is so creepy.
Oh my,
I was like, there's a ghost in your apartment. What just happened? We're talking about fears.
We're having, like, a deep conversation. I literally, like, looked at a concert, and I was like, oh my god. No, I really don't know if anyone could hear that, but everyone knows that sound, the Jack in the Box, like, so freaking freaky if you hear that. Oh my god, I'm like, there's a demon in my apartment, I'm to sage it later or something. I'm about to light some incense.
Oh my god.
And say a prayer.
I just can't believe, I think it's crazy that we're talking about fears that the creepiest noise just comes on in the background.
Literally, like, I have chills. I literally have chills, but it's okay.
Oh my god.
But no, like, going back to what we're saying, like, you have to get over, like, I still am like this, like, I did something earlier this summer, and, like, I was, like, so scared to do it, and you were like, just do it, just get it over with, just, if you don't, like, apply, if you don't do this, then, like, nothing's gonna come of it.
Yeah.
And, like, I get it, like, you know, there is gonna be rejection, there's gonna be rejection with jobs, there's gonna be rejection with school, there's gonna be rejection with people, mm-hmm. like, you just have to get over.
Yeah.
The fear of no. I think the fear of no is such a big thing.
And, you know, going off of that, I feel like for me, it's, like, also the fear of not knowing.
Yeah.
So, like, if I don't apply to something or if I don't do something and not knowing mm-hmm. what the outcome would have been, whether it was rejection or, you know, like,
yeah. then,
like, whatever it was, like, that also scares me, too. The fear of not knowing. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, it's, like, there's, like, conflicting things in my head that's, like, you should do this, and then a part of me is, like, no, you're not gonna be able to do it, but then another part of me is, like, but how do you know? What if you do get it? Like, whatever it is. It's just, like, there's always
that. But, again, it goes back to the thing, like, you have to get over the fear of rejection.
Yeah.
But also, whatever's meant to be will be.
Mm-hmm. I am a true
believer in that.
True believer. Like, I literally feel like I was supposed to do this program in New York City to meet you. and all
and
our
now we're
friends.
Doing a podcast
literally
and we're crushing it and now we're getting over our fears and we hope y'all are too.
Yeah. Okay. So what is your most embarrassing fear? People said bugs, gross creatures. I think a creature, just the word creature, I just picture like a gremlin. But being trapped in a small space, not finding the love of my life, scared of riding the Ferris wheel. Okay, for the person that said not finding the love of your life, again, what is meant to be will be. You will find your person.
Yes.
But that's, again, that's an irrational fear. I think that's a rational fear.
I think that there's always someone made for you out there.
100%. We already had our conversation about soulmates. You know how we stand on
that.
But it's, I believe that. 1,000%.
And also, none of these fears are embarrassing because...
Oh, none of these are embarrassing. I know so many people that are terrified of roller coasters.
Yeah,
So many people that are, like, scared of... I think everyone's scared of bugs. If you like bugs... Well, okay, I'm not gonna say if you like bugs, you're a weirdo, but, like... Because, like, some people do like bugs. But, like, if you're like, oh, that's such a cute little cockroach, like... Please.
Yeah, if you think a cockroach is cute, that's...
Okay, I could get it if you're, like... Maybe a caterpillar. Like, if I saw a caterpillar, I wouldn't be like,
ew. Or butterfly.
Or a butterfly. What's another?
Hummingbirds.
Well, that's a bird.
Yeah, but still.
Like, but if I saw, like, some sort of creepy crawler.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what's really weird? So, in North Carolina, we had, it was, like, the year of cicadas. I don't know if you get them in Chicago.
Oh, we do.
But, like, I used to be, like, I remember they come every 17 years or 20 years or something?
Yeah, but I feel like they came out earlier this year.
It just depends on your state. Like, Anthony had them, like, 2 summers ago in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so we had them last in 2007, but then we had them, like, not as many as we had them in 2007, but, like, we still got them this year.
Yeah, I really think it's, like, when they lay that. It's whenever they lay their eggs. Then
probably.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. But I just remember them being really freaky, but they're actually really pretty bugs. Like, they're very... I know that sounds so weird, but they're, like, iridescent. They're not that gross. Like, I thought they were really, like, gross and big, and they literally just play dead. They play dead.
Well, okay. The cicada, when it's, like, a baby and it's on a tree and then, like, that thing escapes out of it.
Oh, I've never seen that.
The shell of it, the original part of a cicada, is ugly and creepy and it literally looks like a
cicada. Cicadas come out of the ground. What do you have coming out of a tree?
No. Cicadas are these little light brown, poop-colored looking things.
I think we have different cicadas because ours are, like, blue, green, iridescent, and they crawl out of the ground, which I think is just weird in general, but...
Okay, yeah, we definitely do because ours come out and, clamp onto something, and then they become, like, butterflies. So they're first, like, a creepy crawler, and then they break out of this shell and become a flying bug. That's how they are in Illinois. But maybe they're different in
North Carolina. Maybe we have a different breed of cicadas in North Carolina, maybe.
Also, my sister-in-law would appreciate this because at her home henna thing, they were doing it in the backyard, and she literally got attacked by a cicada. So she's like, nope, I hate cicadas.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Not really traumatizing for her, but
yeah. Really. And she, like, couldn't do anything because she had henna on her hands. Oh, so she's gonna, like,
flailing arms.
Yeah, so she's like, nope, not, I hate them, not.
Nope, not dealing with them, nope.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, okay. So we asked everyone, what is your deepest fear? And people said failure, loneliness, death, running into a shark in murky water, unfulfilled potential, not being truly happy, scared of being abandoned. I think all these, except the shark one, I mean, I do have a... I love swimming in the ocean, and it really doesn't bother me. Like, I'd never think about, ooh, a shark's gonna attack me, but, like, that's because I've grown up there.
By
so
ocean.
I think people that. So I understand that, but, like, these all kind of have a similar, like, failure, loneliness, death, unfulfilled potential, not being truly happy, being abandoned, like...
That's, like, more of, like, an internal...
It's really, like, an internal deep...
Yeah.
Deep fear. Which I think everyone has these fears.
Yeah. I mean, the unfulfilled potential is, like, stabbing me in the heart right now, but...
So
I think we're getting there.
So, actually, like, getting into this, like, question, like, I read this on Instagram. How do we prepare for losses? How can I prepare for losses that I fear? I think that, like, death is a big one with that. Like, you know, you're going to have, as much, this is going to sound, it's going to sound dark, but, like, people die.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to know someone that dies. Like, we get older. like, you're going to have people come into your life and go into your life. You have losses in relationships. You have losses in the family, you know, any, which is, like, but, like, how can you prepare for that?
Yeah.
Because there's no way to prepare.
There isn't, especially, like, if it's a sudden death.
Or, like, even, like, with a relationship, like a friendship or a boyfriend or a girlfriend, like, how do you... There's no way to prepare for that, but, like, how can you, like, cope with it is probably...
Yeah.
Like, I think we're all scared of losing things. Yeah. I think that's a fear for everyone. Yeah. Like, being abandoned.
Being abandoned, losses.
Yeah.
I think that's,
loneliness, like, fear of being lonely.
Yeah. I think, like, personally, I am gonna be in for a wild ride, because personally, I feel like I've never had, like, a really traumatizing death happen in my life. So, like, I'm, like, actually kind of scared when that day comes, because, like, even, like, my grandparents, like, when they passed away, like, I was in fifth grade. They lived in India. I saw them once in my entire lifetime. So, like, I never actually had, like, a deep connection to them, and I just, I'm actually kind of scared to the... for the day when someone I that's really close to me actually, like, passes away, because I just don't think...
I think with death, it's a really weird thing. Like, my grandparents passed away, like, two of them I was prepared for. One was very sudden, and the one that was sudden, like, traumatized me almost. Like, I had a fear of falling asleep for a long time after that. So it happened when I was, like, in middle school, and I was away at sleepaway camp for a month, and she passed away my last week, and I knew something was off. Like, my mom didn't tell me anything, my dad didn't tell me anything, but, like, I kept having dreams about her. I kept, like, lying awake at night just saying, like, I need to call her, I need to call her. And my mom said the first thing I said when I got in the car, I was like, how's Grammy doing? And I was like, I really want to go, like, back to school shopping with her, if that's okay. And my mom was like, I can't tell her. Like, we have... Because my parents wanted to tell me together.
Yeah.
And, like, that really, like, was trauma... it was traumatizing. Like, I was...
I mean, I think it's very, like... I think it's so cool that you, like...
I, like, knew. But,
you knew. Yeah. And, like, my mom's like this all the time. Like, she always sees people in her dreams that are, like, about to pass away. And so she always gets freaked out by it, because she's just like, oh, I need to call them tomorrow.
I think, and I'm really big on this, and, like, I love, like, mediums. I love watching those kind of shows. I think, like, we all have, like, some sort of, like, intuition, medium power. Like, some people are really connected to the spiritual world, and some people aren't. Like, I can predict pregnancies like that.
Yeah.
Like, but it's weird. Like, or, like, other people, like... Like, I have very, like, vivid dreams, which is actually something I ask, like, do your fears ever manifest in dreams? It's not necessarily my fears, but I do have fears of, like, people, and, like, if I have a dream with them, I always reach out to them, and I'll be like, hey, is everything okay? Like, you know, like, I just had a dream about you, or something like that. Like, and sometimes I'll have dreams, and then, like, a couple of days later, it'll come into fruition, or, like, some deja vu.
Yeah,
like,
vu is totally my thing. Like, I have major deja vu all the time, which is actually really creepy. Like, I literally...
Oh, all the time. I have deja vu. I'm like, But it'll be, like, somewhere I've never been before.
Yeah. Like, even being here, like, in New York. Like, I remember having, like, I was like, I had this dream when I was back in Chicago, and I didn't even know I was going to be here. Like, that's scary.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's cool.
And, like, I feel like I always, like, and I hear dreams about... Which I feel like this is a totally, like, a different conversation you can have, is, like, the like, you have dreams with, like, your, you know, relatives that have passed away, or people that have passed away come visit you. Like, I think that's 100% them.
Yeah.
And you're having conversations with them, and, like...
I mean, this is, like, a totally, like, superstition thing, but even during, like, the wedding, we have these flowers, like, we put flowers around our house... But for some weird reason, we kept having a ton of hummingbirds come by our house, and they never, like, we never get hummingbirds, but, like, this year...
I literally have chills. Like, yeah, I'm like...
this year we had so many hummingbirds, and it was, like, interesting, because it's, like, they kept coming back. And my mom was saying that they say that hummingbirds are, like, your, like, relatives that passed away coming to give blessings. So, like, during, it was, like, during the wedding time.
I literally have goosebumps right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Keep,
like, it's so crazy because it's, like, wow, like, that is actually really interesting because it's, like, it makes sense. Like, is mm-hmm. that, it's weird, but it makes sense why these hummingbirds are coming because it's, like, during a really celebratory time in our life and we're, like, missing our relatives that passed away and, like, we wish they could be there and they're, like, coming in a form of a hummingbird.
I literally have goosebumps.
I know.
I believe in that 100%. And I'm a big, like when it comes to, like, certain things, like, I'll, like, talk to my grandparents, too, because, like, those are really actually the only major deaths I've ever had, like you said. So I'll be, like, just give me a sign that you're watching out for me. And I'll get whiffs of my grandmother's perfume randomly. Mm. Just, like, weird things that are, like, that you're just kind of like, whoa.
You're here. I totally believe that.
Okay. Sorry, we got off on a little tangent. Yeah. But, so, we asked y'all, do you have any irrational fears or fears that don't make any sense at all? And 75% said duh, and 25% said nope. I feel like everyone has fears that don't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you don't have a fear that doesn't make sense, I mean, yeah. There's always...
Well, yours, is, also, the yours is the ceiling fan.
Yeah, I mean, and which is like... I don't know why. I think it's like my home make the noise of like they're clinking and I'm just like it's gonna fall.
I have fears. Okay, every time I leave for a week or like even a long weekend, I unplug every single electronic.
Oh yeah, because you're like you have this. I think my brother has that. Like he will I'm literally
very like
he be like. I didn't turn off the iron, even though he didn't use the iron that day. Yeah. And he'll literally go back up and, like, check and everything. And it's, like, whatever you need to do. But I think people are always like that.
Yeah.
Like, there's always some sort of, like, double check that you have to do. Like, did I lock this?
Did I lock this door?
Did I do that?
Which is so weird. I know I leave doors unlocked all the time. My apartment. Here, I've been very, very good about locking my apartment. I always lock my apartment. But back at home, like, I'll forget to lock my car.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, something, you know?
I'm, like, very good about locking doors.
Yeah.
I get very, like, creeped out that someone's gonna walk in.
Yeah. Only time I'll leave my door unlocked is when I know, like, you're coming over.
Yeah.
Like, someone's coming over, and I just don't want to move and answer the door.
Like, every time I come over here, your door's unlocked.
Okay. Because, like, I just don't want to get out, but... All right, so we asked, what are your irrational fears... Someone said the scary scenarios on TV that will happen to me in real life. Scared of being abandoned, clowns, any sort of bug, random doors opening. I'll preach it. Random doors opening freak me the F out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, if I'm home alone and I hear either footsteps, I don't think I've ever heard footsteps, but if I hear, like, you know, the door opening or I'll walk past a door that I know I closed.
Yeah.
I'm like... Oh my god, calling the Vatican, like.
I think it's so scary, like, especially, so, because when I was living alone these past, like, in the beginning of quarantine, back in my house, like, my house is kind of old, so it creaks, like, crazy, and there will literally, like, I was telling you guys, like, there's this door in my TV room, like, that, I guess there's, like, some draft that comes through them, and they're sliding doors, mm-hmm. so they literally shake in place, and we were, like, on our clinical, like, simulations, and I'm like, guys, if I jump and run, it's because
someone's
in my house. And it's literally just this door rattling behind me, and I'm like,
no, my tell like me whenever
you see someone behind me on camera.
Okay, so this is actually really funny. I bought a bunch of mirrors because I really didn't have any mirrors in my apartment, and it's actually sitting behind me. But I had it like facing down my hallway, mm-hmm. and at night I was walking to the bathroom. I was walking back, and I could see it. Anthony was here, and I had my flashlight on because I didn't want to wake him up, and I was just like. I swear to God, if I see someone standing behind me, I'm about to freak out. Like, I'm about to have a heart attack. But that mm-hmm. is, my biggest fear is looking in mirrors, and I always think I'm going to see, or looking in reflections, like, on the TV, mm-hmm. or in, like, a picture, because a lot of my pictures, like, they're glass.
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally, biggest fear, seeing someone behind me.
Yeah.
That's a thing, a rational fear for me.
I think that's a legit irrational
fear. And mirrors. Mirrors always have freaked me out. I'm very superstitious about mirrors.
Yeah. I remember I told you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I cannot, like,
I won't even look in a mirror if it's dark. Especially, so I, back at home, I have a mirror that, like, is sitting on my dresser, so it's pretty high up. But if my door is open, you can see directly down the hallway. We have pretty open concept, but, like, I'm like, I literally, in my head, because I heard, if you feel a presence and you tell a spirit, don't bother me, they won't bother you. So I always go, I swear to God, if you show yourself in this mirror, I will freak out. I'll not be happy. Not today. Not today, Satan. Not today. And I literally am like, I swear. Like,
that's so funny. Okay, I've never actually, like, felt a presence in a mirror, I guess. But, like, I do have that rat, like, what if something
but it's not, like, a feeling of presence. It's more or less, like, I'm just scared. I'm just like, please, not today. Any other day. Not today.
Not at night. Only in the daytime.
Even in the day, I think I have a fear of mirrors, which is so weird.
Yeah.
Fear of mirrors in, like, weird situations.
But I think mirrors are so, like, freaky. Trippy. Like, it's almost like an alternate universe.
Okay, so this is actually really funny. So, my mom got me this really antique mirror. Like, we got it from a store, like, a antique shop in Wilmington. And, it's made, so, like, the outline is made from tiles from a historical home in Boston. Mm-hmm. I know. And so my mom got it for me, and I didn't think anything of it. And then we went back, like, maybe 6 months later to the same store, and they had it another one, like, its sister mirror. So we bought the sister mirror, and I took the sister mirror with me to college, and it's a heavy mirror. It's a beautiful mirror. It's heavy. But, like, then I started to think, I was like, oh, my God. Like, I have this mirror. It's from historical tiles. Because I believe spirits can, like, attach to objects.
Yeah, totally.
And so I'm like, oh, my God, I got two haunted mirrors. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah, like, and what if they're, like, portals to each other?
I know. Which, I mean, it's fine. One's in storage now and the other one's sitting in my bedroom. But, like, yeah. That's my weird mirror spiel. So,
I think mirrors are creepy. Like, I love a good mirror.
I love a good mirror, don't get me wrong.
But
like, an antique, I'm also very weird about buying antique mirrors. I'll buy a fake, fraud antique mirror, but, like,
yeah.
I will never, ever, 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 ever walk into an antique store, which I did already. But, like, one that looks creepy and dusty and you just are looking at it, like,
know
bad vibes.
There's something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can feel bad vibes, which is very...
I'm like, nope. Yeah. Nope, nope, nope.
That is such a real thing.
Okay. We got off a tangent.
Yeah.
So, have you ever gone over a fear? 100% yes. I don't think I've ever run. Oh, I got over the fear of, like, walking alone places or going alone places.
Yeah.
That definitely is, like, yeah.
I think that's, like, I feel like a lighter fear is something I've gotten over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the dogs.
The dogs.
Still afraid of them.
Which is okay. Okay. What fears have you gotten over? That being myself is okay. Certain childhood fears. Fears pertaining to relationships, spiders, public speaking, heights. Oh my God, public speaking. I still have a fear of public speaking, so that's definitely...
I actually feel like this, like, talking on a podcast...
Oh, yeah.
...totally is helping my whole...
Oh, this is really helping.
Yeah, so...
Also, I can't believe the fear of posting on Instagram. Biggest fear.
Oh my God, yes.
Anxiety up the wazoo.
The fear of social media
is a very big one. And I think I've gotten a little bit better with it, and I still have work to do, so.
Oh, I have not improved at all, so that's something I gotta work on. How do you get over your fears?
I don't know. I mean, someone suggested on Instagram that they immerse themselves in what they're afraid of.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, don't throw me in a haunted house full of cockroaches. That's not the way to get over fear. That's a way to really give me a heart attack at the young age of 24. But
yeah. So I actually did some research on this, and on a website called Real Life Counseling.
Okay.
These are ways where you can overcome a fear. One, learn more about your fear. So it's kind of immersing yourself with it. You can't overcome a fear that remains hidden in the dusty regions of your subconscious. You have to face it. So
I think, like you said, like, this, like, talking, you know, like, I definitely have gotten over, like, little fears that were so stupid.
Yeah.
But, like, big fears, like, cockroaches. Like, I don't think I'm ever going to get over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm not going to go and walk I've never, into, like, a cockroach factory yeah. or, like, or an ant factory.
I've never had a traumatizing experience with cockroaches. It's just, like, if I see one, I freak out.
Yeah. But there may be, like, a reason. Dusty. Like, you say you have a lot of cockroaches in North Carolina, Wilmington.
Well, we have water bugs, which are, they look the same as cockroaches, but apparently they're different. Bullshit, but they're huge too, and I think that really is the traumatizing
of... It's probably just the fact that they look so similar.
Yeah. I just think they were just gross. Like, gross.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two, use your imagination in positive ways. So, what they mean by this is just, instead of imagining your fear and then, like, your reaction mm-hmm. and everything like that, they want you to imagine your fear, but then think of yourself as handling that fear. Okay. So if you, like, their example was you're afraid of big crowds. Imagine yourself on a crowded street, and instead of imagining yourself freaking out and hyperventilating, imagine yourself actually being very calm, walking through the crowd, doing your thing. And, like,
I like that.
Keeping yourself, like, putting that into your subconscious that, yeah, like, I can handle this. Like, I imagined it. I can do it. It'll help you overcome that fear.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, so picture yourself conquering your fear, and it'll happen. Three.
Okay.
Use your brain in a different way than usual. So this is something, like, this works with anxiety. Everyone knows it. But if you're ever feeling anxious or something is, like, causing you to, like, really freak out, use a different part of your brain. So start counting backwards from 100. Start taking deeper, bigger breaths, not short breaths. Like, these are things that if you distract your emotional side of your brain with the logical side of your brain, you will not feel as anxious and actually conquer your fear. Which leads me to my next one, which is focusing on your breathing. Breathing is super important when overcoming, yeah, like, anxiety or fear or anything like that. I think if you really just, like, shut everything out and just focus on your breathing, deep breaths, it really helps. Like, I've done that so many times where I'm, like, freaking out and I'm just like, okay, breathe. It's an ant. You will get through it. The next one, number five, is practice mindfulness. So it's more of just, like, when you are feeling a rush of anxiety or you're facing your fear, figure out what's actually triggering the fear. So don't, like, react to it. Just stop. Don't do anything. And take it in. And being mindful of what actually makes you feel the fear actually can help you overcome it.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it's a lot easier, like, said than done. Like, I know 100%. It's a lot harder. And then the last one is use nature as your therapist. So it's very easy to go to an actual therapist, but if you can't afford one and you can't get to a therapist, go for a walk. Exercise. Take in the nature. Physical activity actually makes your brain, like, use a different part of your brain. So when you are actually active, the stuff that causes the fear, like, the part of the brain that makes you feel fearful, will shut off and you'll be using your physical active side.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah. And those are the six ways that you can overcome a fear through real-life counseling. So there's obviously way more ways to overcome fears, but these are the ones that I found.
Well, and I agree with that, because, like, with my fears and fears in general, like, I think I overthink them so much that I cause myself anxiety. So, like, a lot of this is, like, you know, breathing, you know, take the time, go on walks, exercise, like, do things that are, like, mentally, you know, rewarding and distracting. Yeah. So you're not, like, focused on this one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah. Mm. And I think this applies to fear and anxiety, which I love. Like, that's why I really liked this one, because it was like, okay, fear can trigger your anxiety too, so knowing that, like, ways to handle anxiety and knowing it can also handle your fears. It's good to know.
I agree. So, we asked, do your fears ever appear in dreams or nightmares? 63% said yes, 37% said no. And again, that's another thing. Like, I have anxiety dreams all the time, and I think that's a big hand-in-hand. Like,
yeah,
if I'm really worried about something or, like, you know, I have a big fear of, like, an interview coming up.
Yeah.
Public speaking, mm-hmm. or a project or a test, and I'm scared of failing, I'll dream about, like,
oh, yeah.
oversleeping, you know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I literally had a dream about the mosquito the day it was attacking me. Like, I legit had a dream.
Oh, my God.
Where I woke up, it was attacking me, I ran out my door, and I fell down the stairs. So, that's literally an example of, I think, fears can come in your dreams. Or nightmares. They're actually nightmares, not dreams.
Nightmares, yeah. I haven't had a nightmare in a long time, and I'm knocking on wood, because, like, now I'm gonna have a really scary nightmare tonight.
I mean, talking about this hopefully won't trigger something in your brain, too.
Oh my God. Okay, so what do you fear more, object, thing, or person, object? 56% said object, thing. 44% said person.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said person, object. A person. So, which, I mean, that's totally, like, clowns.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely... Object is person, animal. I definitely fear... Animal? No. I feel like it's a really big mix.
I feel like I'm... I think I'm more person, animal. Because I just feel like I can't control the other thing. Like, I can't control a person. Yeah, I love that music.
You got some Justin Bieber. Love the New York sounds. I hate people. Anyways, can you...
like, why do you even play music that loud?
Let's take a short break and listen to Little JB.
Why do people feel the need to play music that loud? I get it if you're driving in, like, you know, open spaces. Like, I blast my music all the time, but, like, in the city, like, you don't need to... If I can hear it five floors up, then, like...
Well, yeah, because you're just drawing attention to yourself. That's what it is. But on the highway, I'm like, whatever.
I'm on the highway, I'm like, blast it.
Okay. Anyways, I was saying person, animal, because I feel like I can't control the person or animal.
That's true.
They will, like, attack me.
Because a lot of fears, again, are internal. There are fears of being alone, being afraid, death, you know. But, like, those are things, not death, but the other ones are fears that you can control 100%. Yeah. Like,
you can kind of, like, ignore it or, like, try to, like...
Cope with it.
Cope with it. But, like, a person or animal, like, if there's an
I can't control an ant or a cockroach or a clown that's coming at me with a knife. Like,
no, you can't. Or, like, with my thoughts, like, I wish I was 11 from Stranger Things. Like, just, like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
That would be amazing, but obviously I can't do that, so I think I'm more afraid of a person than an animal. Which is interesting because 56% of people said objects and 44%.
Yeah.
Which is less.
I know. It's kind of, I mean, that's interesting. Yeah. But, oh my God. The New York noises, just, you gotta love them every single time. But, again, I think fear is something that everyone does face. And I think fear, you can get over fears. I love the advice that you gave.
Thanks. And if you guys have advice, the people, I'm speaking to the people now.
Speak to the people.
If there's any ways that you guys overcome your fears, shoot them our way, because we need all the help we can get.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for tuning in this week to the TLC. It's so nice talking to everyone every single week. Yeah. We drop new episodes every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're available to listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and now iHeartRadio.
Yes.
Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes. Please, please, please. We beg you. We love reading them.
Yeah.
They make us feel all warm and gooey inside. Or DM us at @LilyLightChatter on Instagram or email us at LilyLightChatter@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. If you have any suggestions on topics, please DM us, email us. This is all about the people.
Yeah.
And we love y'all, and we hope you tune in next week.
So much. And always thank you. We love you.
No, thank you. All right.
Bye.